Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jump In Tucson. 5 days a week, you'll have a special guest that talks about really what they're doing in the community. And today we have two and one wonderful people that are going to be talking about how they get involved in the community, and they're not afraid to get their hands dirty. Welcome and good morning to Stacy Fowler and Stephen Fowler and to Kim Legamo for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And good morning, Kim.
Hi, good morning.
Kim is my Tucson Ad Federation intern that's been working with us for, about 4 months now, I think it is. And she's working on a brand new television special that we're putting together on Make-A-Wish. So we'll be talking just a brief moment about that. But today we're here to talk to Stacy Fowler and Stephen Fowler. Now, Stacy is the founder of Tucson Business Networking, and sometimes we use the word LLC afterwards. For the folks, that means Limited Liability Corporation. Is that right, Stacy?
Yes.
It's not really important for today. And Stephen, I guess we can say you're the son of Stacy. Is that okay?
Yeah, that is correct.
And I get to see these guys quite often in the community. And we're going to talk a lot about the importance of networking. And it's just not certainly in one industry. It's in many, many, many industries. And if you're a new person or you want to reach out to someone, Tucson Business Networking is really the place. Some of the things that they organized are somewhat unbelievable because you go into a wonderful facility that they take a lot of time to choose the right environment. And there's Stacy and Stephen, and they meet you at the front desk. And if there's anybody you want to meet in particular, they'll take you right to that person. But it's got, when you have over 150, 200 people, you're going and you're walking around and you feel a little bit scared sometimes because maybe you don't know who they are. But Stacy and Stephen are there to make you feel comfortable. So Stacy, again, it's so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Tom. And I love the introduction. And especially when somebody walks in for the very first time and they don't know anyone, Stephen enjoys so much grabbing them, taking them around and introducing them to people.
That's okay if he grabs somebody that I want to know, because come on over here. Because
take their hand.
There are sometimes shy people that go to these things. And if you go
most
to
everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to go up and reach out. And usually before you reach out, there's somebody coming over and reaching out to you, you know, and because they want to get to know you as well. They don't really necessarily know who you are. We don't wear name tags that are blazing that I'm the head of Hughes Credit Union. But you know what? It's not unusual to find some big shot from Hughes Credit Union or many other businesses.
Or Tom Moulton.
Ah, no, I'm not a big shot. But I enjoy being there. And I have to tell you, the venues, getting to know and see the beautiful venues that you have these events at. And whether they're a hotel or whether they're an attraction or whether they're maybe a casino.
Or it's locally owned.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. And they're indoors, they're outdoors, they're all around. Yes, they involve food. Yes, they mostly involve a little bit of adult beverages. But that's okay because that loosens everybody up. So I would say you're probably the two best people persons that I know in town.
Aww.
Because you really pull the people together of all kinds of corporations. You know, when I first went, I didn't know anybody because it wasn't a tourism event. But then I looked around and there was a hotelier, there was a printer that does work, you know, for the tourism industry. And then my good friend, which we'll be hearing from in about 30 minutes or so, is the brand new general manager of Old Tucson, Tony Sanders. So we got a lot to talk about today, Stacy.
I'm so excited.
But let's start with you today, and because we want to know a little bit about your background and what prepared you to make this jump.
Tom, we love you. Thank you. So I was I was about my son's age. I was in my late 20s, about 28, 29. I started working for Nova Home Loans and John Volpe. And John happens to be our community investor. So thank you so much. So much of my career and what I am today is because of John and the experience I had while I was working for Nova. So at the time, I created the business development coordinator role that so many people have had or have right now. And at the time, I created it to help John become America's number one loan officer. And that happened not just because of me, but because of the whole team and the way that he structured his team. It was like a football field. I was a wide receiver. So I went out and I caught deals and I brought it back. So I worked for Nova a total of 13 years. And then a little bit later, I joined BreakMax. And by the way, they're also a corporate sponsor. So I worked for them for 5 years. And at the time when I was working for BreakMax, I was networking and I was in, oh gosh, probably a dozen associations and chamber of commerce organizations. So while I was working for BreakMax, I brought them more than $3 million in revenue. Loved working for that company. So at the time when I was working at BreakMax, I also coordinated my 30-year high school reunion for Saguaro High School. I've always liked bringing people together. So I spent 10 months working on that reunion, and it was definitely a smashing success. And I knew if I could pull off coordinating my reunion, I could do almost anything. It was hard. But 5 weeks later, actually to the day, a Saturday, 5 weeks later, I created Tucson Business Networking. And here we are.
And there you are. And a tremendous growth in a short time period.
Every day just keeps getting better. And every day I wake up and it feels like the first day. And it's not a job. It's a lifestyle.
And thank goodness Stephen has come along to help you.
We love what we do.
We love it. I don't think I could do it without him.
She must love me.
Oh, he's my firstborn.
Well, to be greeted by the two of you whenever I've gone to an event, and there's quite a few during the course of a month. And there's a little bit of different way you network, and we're going to talk a lot about that in the second segment. So thank you all, Stacy and Stephen and Kim, for being here, and we'll be right back. Well, we're back, and we're here with Stacy and Stephen and Kim, and we're talking about business networking. I wanted to share with you that we have here at Jump in Tucson, and in particular, my show on Thursday, a brand new sponsor, and that's Visit Tucson. So Visit Tucson, as you know, is our destination marketing organization, the official promotional agency of Pima County and the city of Tucson. And really, if you want to learn about Tucson, Visit Tucson is out there in the world telling people why it's really a good time to come here and see Tucson and Southern Arizona. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that as we go through each segment. But let's get back to where we left off. So Stacy, thank you again for being here. John Volpe is a wonderful human being, and I see him at almost every major event that you put on. So talk about loyalty to each other. Besides just being a sponsor and giving a little cash, he's there telling people how important it is to get to know people. And it really, the art of networking is, if you judge by the staff he has put together, clearly he's one of the great people here in Tucson. So, Stephen, you firstborn son?
That is correct.
Yes, and the number one employee of Tucson Business Networking.
That is also correct. I love what I do. It's bringing people together, seeing those friendships created, people come together to do business. Both are mutually beneficial. And when people come together to network, you kind of look around and you see the conversations, the laughter. And at the end of the day, that's the most rewarding aspect of what I do. It's
now, before you started this, working with your mom, did you have any idea that somebody one day would call you a people person?
No, no, I don't think so. In high school and college, I was determined. I was part of the journalism program. And slowly, as I got into that field, I began interviewing individuals, whether through the Pima Community College. I was part of the Aztec Press, where I covered sports. A friend of mine, Edgar Soto, was the athletic director at the time. And so he and I go way back. And there's a moment where in 2015, 2016, Pima College flew me out to Snow College for Pima's title game. Unfortunately, we lost, but it was interviewing the coaches, Jim Monaco, the players. There's the camaraderie all around, and being one unit, one family, it's something that I can look back at.
Well, you had a great mentor there, and Edgar Soto. Mm-hmm. Edgar Soto and I go way back to the Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority, and now he's the chair for the Southern Arizona Sports, Tourism, and Film Authority, a mm-hmm. Brand new organization that was started by the state legislature to help the big picture, especially in sports. You know, so you're going to hear a lot more about sports and its effect on tourism in particular. And Edgar Soto, of course, I need to mention at least one time that he is running for the Board of Supervisors position
in
District 3. And he's one of those persons. And I think he'll do a great job. So a little bit more about your background. You went to college, as you mentioned. You were in journalism. And you graduated with a degree in journalism?
Yeah. Well, first off, Tom, thank you so much. And Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance for being a big part of Tucson Business Networking. You are network or sponsors. You attend the events. At every event, you will meet different people. And that is why I'm here. And so is my mom, Stacy. We are here to help you connect with individuals from all industries, nonprofit, for profit. So my story goes as I started at Pima College. I graduated from Northern Arizona University in May 2019 with a degree in public administration. Public service, business advocacy, and volunteerism have always been big passions of mine. Since my mom, Stacy, founded Tucson Business Networking in July 2017, I've seen how hard she works from up close and afar. Before I joined in late 2022, nearly a year and a half ago, we had always strategized on how we can make TBN the prime example of networking done the right way, where business professionals from all industries come together to network, collaborate, and create long-lasting relationships in a relaxed environment at venues throughout the Tucson region. After working in business development for a few years, late 2022 is the perfect opportunity to jump right in and help grow our locally owned and family operated organization with three monthly events, including our evening mixer next Thursday at Savoy Opera House. For those who are listening that want to attend, it's open to everyone. The Business Resource Magazine and the upcoming inaugural business conference, which we'll discuss more in a little while. We are always finding innovative ways to bring the community together. That's what we do. Our trademark, and she will touch on it, is keeping Tucson connected. Doing this led me to do my 10-year high school reunion at CDO, Canyon Del Oro. And so I'm proud of what I've accomplished, and the sky's the limit for Tucson Business Networking.
Yeah, you just, you don't have, in networking, tunnel vision. You have to be really open-minded because you're going to meet a variety of people. Then your job is to figure out, as a businessman or woman, what can I do to either help them or help me be, you know, whatever your goals are, more profitable, find employees. You know, it really runs the gamut of why people network. So that's a good question to go over to Stacy. It's a really simple question, but what are the, because you're doing so well, and there's always a huge turnout, is there any way you can kind of, in a 30 seconds or so, what kind of folks are you seeing join? And more importantly, which one are really the most active when you go to one of your events?
Well, we have 3 events every month. You'll see professionals in diverse industries from small businesses to large businesses to nonprofits. Everyone's invited. Everyone's welcome to attend, to join. We have at least 36 first-time guests at every lunch, at every mixer. The events are so large, so I can't really say who's really most consistent because everything is very consistent.
Well you know,
did
when
I answer that well?
Well, you're doing good. You know when you've gone to one of your successful events, especially if you walk in just a little bit late, because first of all, it's packed. Second of all, the noise level is probably that of a concert.
Not always.
Well, when I go, there is a lot of noise because there's a lot of talking, and there's a lot of passionate people that are in that room.
Passion.
Yes, and they're passionate about getting what they need to accomplish, and that was one of the things that I know that I've read in your new magazine, where you feature what is networking all about. Why do I network? What are the things that I accomplish? Why I'm at one of Tucson Business Networking events. And I think one of the things I remember that someone said is, before you go step in, make sure you have a goal, or maybe one or maybe 2 or 3 goals of what you want to achieve, you know, and then you have a successful evening, because you can also enjoy yourself, especially after you've addressed the 2 or 3 goals that you decided that you needed to make sure happen. In my case, is just to give an example, is that we were having trouble reaching the right people for one of the credit unions here in town. And when I stepped in, I think it was maybe the second event, I stopped being focused on one credit union, because in front of me was 3 credit unions, okay? And each one has its own personality, all right? So I ended up, one of my goals was to meet this particular credit union. Instead, I met 3 credit unions, okay? One was a very large one, one is kind of a smaller one, and one is probably clearly more active in the community than the other two. You know, and I didn't know this, okay? And that was my goal, and I addressed it. I didn't set my expectations high, because I only really wanted to see the one credit union. But coming out and coming back home and saying, you know what? There were 3 wonderful credit unions there. And then I had to decide which one matched my businesses and could help me grow. And likewise, they're doing the same evaluation. So, What you know, you set up the environment, Stacy, okay, and that's very important, okay? Can you tell us a little bit about when you are deciding what place to have, what are you looking for in the venue that you chose for one of your events? And we'll talk about that when we get back in just a few moments. We're back, and this is Jump in Tucson, brought to you by Visit Tucson and the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. Now, our last segment, we concluded, Stacy, we were starting to talk a little bit about how important the venues are for your networking events, and you 3 a month, you indicated. Can you share with us, what are you looking for in finding a facility?
Excellent question. So the mixers are typically 200 plus people, and we need to find venues large enough to hold enough people comfortably and with parking. And a lot of these venues need to be inside, outside, depending how comfortable people are. And if there is a noise level, it's always better if there's an outside that people can walk outside and have a conversation with quiet. We do our best to look for locations at locally owned companies, but we can't always accomplish that because we're Tucson with limited venues, restaurants, hotels. We're always looking for new venues, though. So contact us if you have ideas to because we want to explore new restaurants, new venues, new places to have those. But our calendar is packed until May of 2025. So we'd love to get it packed through the end of next year because we're always working ahead of schedule. So when you're looking at our website, TucsonBusinessNetworking.com, under future events, we want to show that we're on top of everything. And
well, you've heard it, folks, here. I mean, there's some business there for you. If you're in the hospitality industry and you have a venue, whether you're a hotel or, you know, to mention, someone said they went to an event at Eddie's.
At the Eddie?
Yes.
Hotel?
And I've been to two events, two of your events at the Eddie, and this, I can't remember who it was for, but it was not you, it was someone else. And they walked away, it was Rotary Club of Tucson. And they said they just loved the place. Why did you pick the Eddies?
So the Eddie Hotel, Bonnie, I love Bonnie. She's one of my very, very, very favorite people to coordinate events with.
She's great to work with.
She really is terrific. When we're supporting these venues, these restaurants, these hotels, we want to work with, you know, great people, easy to work with, and we want to give them the support from us, from our members, our sponsors, the people that walk in. And last June, we did our magazine launch with them. We had over 400 people. Plus, we've done a mixer, a couple breakfasts. We'll have events there next year. And it's a boutique hotel. Oh, it's so beautiful. So it's on Campbell, and it's north of River. And they've been open about a year and a half.
All right, there's our plug for the Eddies. That's worth at least one free drink, I think. So.
Sure.
So let's talk a little bit about some success stories. When I go to the networking event, what do you say it's about? Maybe I think you mentioned how many new people come every time you have an event, but there's also a group of people that you see at every single event that I've gone to. And one of the folks that happens to be on the radio right now, Tony, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Tom.
Thank you very much for joining. Tony Sanders, the new GM of Old Tucson, wonderful theme park background and amusement parks, and moved to Tucson and is enjoying it. And, you know, Tony, talk a little bit and share some your story about your experience with Tucson Business Networking.
Sure. I'd love to hear your voices, Morgan. I am excited to be a member of the Tucson Business Network. It's for me, when I arrived, and I'm by myself, I moved to Arizona, I know no one in Tucson, just a few folks, and get the chance to really connect. And in the short time that I've actually been a member, I've actually met some people who are, I would now say, are friends and great business colleagues and connections, and it's just been a tremendous opportunity for me joining this community and being able to really connect with people. I mean, it's such a fun thing.
Yeah, I think the number one question during that time period is Old Tucson open? And here, all of a sudden, you got the real live GM, you know, with over 250, 300 people. And people would come up to me and they say, and they asked me the question. And I said, well, why don't you go over here and ask the general manager? And this big light went on in their brain and they got so excited. And every time I saw you from the rest of that evening, you were talking to somebody else. Isn't that a great?
Well, oh yeah, it's great. And the funny thing is, Tom, is that you're the one who introduced me to Stacy. We brought through an SAAA event, and so really that connection's been great, and really the opportunity to show to the community, look at our business, we're open again, come out, see us, look at the great things we're doing, and then also, hey, I've met such and such, and this person over here, and really made those connections personal as well.
And I think a lot of that is going to turn into some corporate business for you if it hasn't already. Certainly it's turned into individual families visiting the park during your most recent Western adventures where the legends are there. You know, I saw Billy the Kid and, my gosh, he hasn't aged at all.
No, this park does that to you. It keeps you young. But the great thing about working with Stacy in this process is we hopefully will get to be a host site too. So even the members who are part might get a chance to come out and experience this location as a part of the TBN. So it's great.
Well, I certainly believe you met the criteria, and you're doing all the right things by being a sponsor of Tucson Business Networking, because you get that little extra awareness out there. You're going to be in the magazine. You're going to be announced as a sponsor. Everyone knows you're a sponsor. You get a chance to do some visual stuff, you know, and it looks like November 21st, there's going to be a mixer at Old Tucson. Did you know?
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're excited to have all the network members out. Of course, Stacy and Steven, we're excited to host and be a part of it. And that's going to be the time of year we have our Christmas event called Yuletide going on. And so we're going to be able to share with some of those members some of the fun things we're doing for that as well. So they're going to get to interact and be a part of that as well.
Well, and every one of those folks that are there having a good time, we're going to tell seven people you don't want to miss a Yuletide adventure over there at Old Tucson. So I think that's you're doing all the right things, Tony. We appreciate you being part of the community, and what really want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Stacy. I appreciate it. I love being a part of the Tucson Business Network.
Thank you so much, Tony, and we will see you next Thursday.
All
I appreciate
right.
you
Sounds
taking
good.
Time to be on the air and sharing.
And we'll see you, Tony, as well at the Savoy Opera House. And a fellow SAAA member, Stacy?
And Tony, the new magazine comes out at the end of the month, beginning of July, and you're going to find your photo in the magazine. I snuck it in.
Oh, great. Now, I love that, but maybe no one else will like my photo.
Well,
all right.
Tony, you're not only a community leader, but now you're a celebrity, according to Stacy. So thank you again for dialing in. We appreciate it.
You're published.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care, sir.
Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Right. Well, that was great hearing from Tony Sanders and a brand new member of Tucson Business Networking. And obviously, when we're out networking and we talk to people that aren't familiar with what this Tucson Business Networking is all about, we like to obviously say some really nice things about Stacy and Steve. And so here's a good example where networking paid off and he joined your group, and he's not only got a mixer, he's getting business. So that's, you know, one of the things that happens when you get to start with a relationship rather than get right in the middle of the proposal. It's always better before you get to the proposal to build a relationship first and try to understand what their needs are as well. But I think you got a lunch coming up that you want to talk a little bit about.
So every month we have a lunch, And they're typically the first Thursday of the month, unless there is a holiday. If it's a holiday week, it's the second Thursday. But at our lunches, when I grab the microphone and start the introductions, we are typically having at least 125 at our lunches now. So we need to have larger venues. But I ask everyone to look around the room and listen to everyone's introduction. And before they leave the event, to find two or three people that they want to have coffee or lunch with, and before they leave, schedule two, three lunches, because we're not just there to have a good time, have a lunch, or have this lunch. I want people to walk away and have committed appointments. So it's really a general, my rule.
So you really got to have your elevator speech down, because Stephen will ring the bell if you
talk. And I am good at that, so I'm watching.
You are really good at that. I know you interviewed for that position, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And then in return, I'll have people ding me if I go over.
Well, we'll be back for our final segment, and we'll wrap up. How do you get hold of Tucson Business Networking? And more important, how you can become a member, and that first visit doesn't cost you anything, right? You're invited
to be a
guest.
No.
Welcome back. This is the final segment of Jumpin' Tucson. I'm here every single Thursday talking to a new community leader involved either directly or indirectly with the tourism industry. Now, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, you'll have Dr. Ackerley. He'll be here, and he's here every Friday and Monday morning, and he brings a lot of folks in from the U of A, very interesting topics. So I make sure you get a chance to listen to Dr. Ackerley. Now, we left off a little bit about how can you find more information about Tucson Business Networking. But before we get into that, Stephen, I just want to mention a couple of things again about my wonderful intern that is here. And Kid Nagomo has been around for over about 4 months or so, and she's developing a brand new television special on Make-A-Wish. How is that going, Kim?
It's getting there slow and steady. It's, has that gradual progress, and we have been staying consistent in the post-production process, getting all the footage together, getting the interviews together, and creating a really well-developed segment. So it's just been really exciting, and I've had a great time just learning about how much goes into something like this. So I'm really grateful for this opportunity.
And we're grateful that you are with us, because there's so many aspects of putting together a show in that you want to communicate a message. In this particular case, Make-A-Wish sends a lot of kids to amusement parks, theme parks, and certainly Old Tucson has been one of those over the years. So, Stephen, again, thanks for being here. And
thank you for having me.
There's a couple things you want to tell us about Tucson Business Networking.
Tucson Business Networking is the largest business networking group in Tucson and Southern Arizona. People, business professionals drive from Sierra Vista, from Phoenix, Surprise. One of our sponsors drives down from Surprise just to attend these events. So essentially, if you build it, they will come. And that's what we love to say. We are keeping Tucson connected. But as we grow, 465 members later, more and more people are finding out about Tucson Business Networking and want to be a part of something special. We are here for them, and we are here to help grow their business.
Yeah, so there's a lot of networking organizations out there in the community, and we certainly encourage, if there's one specific to your industry, like Visit Tucson, who has tourism networking event, those are great events to go to. But it's not unusual to see that person again at Tucson Business Networking activity as well. And it's a little bit different because you're not talking in particular every moment about your business, because sometimes you may want to find a solar company like I did. And nobody was answering the phone. And I called Stacy and said, Stacy, I got this problem. Don't worry about it. We got Swirl Solar, and they'll be able to help you out without any problem. And sure enough, I called Swirl Solar with a recommendation of Stacy, and I had my solar problem taken care of. So whether it's electrical or plumbing, solar, you name it, there's probably somebody that's at Tucson Business Network as a member. Now, you have this beautiful website where you can find out about so much more about Tucson Business Networking. You can also find about, can you find out who the current members are?
That is correct. So you can find all about us, Tucson Business Networking. Everything was written by Stacy and I. We are organically grown, and the member directory is online. It's in our quarterly Tucson Business Networking Resource Magazine, which is published by WIC Communications, Green Valley News and Sun. Our great friend, Emily Hunter, has been dynamic. She has been a hustler. She has been helping us with advertising. And with this magazine, it's an additional way to bring people together. So if you are not able to attend an event, no worries, because your information is in this magazine. These magazines are going to high traffic locations, automotive shops, medical, dental, restaurants, you name it. We want to focus on high traffic locations where people can grab a copy, learn about us, learn about our dynamic members, about the events too. You can find online. We have a YouTube channel that's recorded by Jay Walsh of JC Walsh Creative. And come to an event. It's $30. If you attend an event, you can join. If you join as a member or a sponsor, those evening mixers are included.
It's a very affordable organization, and certainly very much worthwhile. We just a few moments left, and Stacy, final words.
Well, thanks again. We had so much fun doing this, but one thing that is coming to fruition is our Arizona Business Networking Conference. And it's been a dream for 6-7 years, and it'll be December 10, 11, 12. We are getting our speakers together, and we will open invitation to that. It'll be limited to 350 people, again, December 10, 11, 12.
We're really happy that Stacy and Stephen and Kim, that you joined us today to learn more about the Tucson Business Networking. We encourage you to go to their website, which is, Stephen?
TucsonBusinessNetworking.com.
That's, how easy could that be? Learn all about Tucson Business Networking, when their next event is, the big conference that's coming up. We want to thank you all for being here. We want to thank Tony. We want to thank Visit Tucson for working with us on this show to bring wonderful tourism leaders here on the station every single Thursday at 9 a.m. And I will be back next week at 9 a.m. with a brand new show. Thank you for joining us. And this is Tucson. We're in Tucson, rather. And this is Jump in Tucson. Have
thank
a good
you, Tom.
Day.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you all.